I listened to a speech you did, which was incredible, and you talked about Andre Agassi and his thoughtful process. Can you just talk about that? Because I think that story was so good.
Yeah, Andre Agassi wrote a book called The Open, and it's a great book because he really talks about the struggle of success. And Andre, you know, his father was an immigrant to this country who worked hard to get here, and his father wanted to motivate Andre and I think push him, and he did it through a lot of fear tactics. And Andre talks openly about how it created a hate for tennis. And he has a very powerful story of a quote when he was 7 years old, where essentially what he says is that after one loss, he's taken on his father's rant, that his father's perfectionism, his father's rage, he doesn't need that anymore because now it's his voice, and now it's what he knows as an athlete is that the only way to escape that voice is to win, to always win. And he tells the story of going back over the Hoover Dam after he was 7 and lost this match and seeing the water behind the walls raging. And he said, all I can think about is my father's rage. And he said, when that levee breaks, there's only one place of safety, and that's higher ground. And for me, that's winning, always winning. And Andre talks about his struggle with tennis and this internalized voice, and until he met Steffi Graf, who really allowed him to think about tennis again in a different way, that the love of someone who knew him and feeling known and valued allowed him the opportunity and the freedom to exercise the gift that he's been given and that he has. And I think that is a wonderful story it's a wonderful and I think a common story for young people of a lot of parents ask me, how do I help, for instance, get my kid to have a growth mindset? How can I push my kid to have a growth mindset? And I don't think Angela Duckworth intended growth mindset to be used in that way, but it can be used as another way to perform. And so as a parent, we think, I gotta push my kid to have a growth mindset. Well, that's missing what's driving that growth mindset, is that growth mindset really isn't about that fear of failure or that drive to perform and win as much as it is about the process. And so my work around what I talk about parents is, how can you help create healthy emotional beings in children that allows them the freedom to risk everything in whatever activity, to put it all out there without the fear of the result defining who they are? Is that performance it becomes an expression of our hard work. It becomes expression of the energy and time we've put into something, but it's not a definition of ourselves.